Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage. That's a 13-and-a-half-year-old website that we update every single day. Every day that we update it with new radio programming. We update it with new articles, new information from our brain trust, et cetera, et cetera. Don't forget to take our poll question right there on the homepage. And don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter, which is right there on the homepage. Everything launches off of that, including all the other ways you can reach out and touch us. John Deeney is our guest. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the president of Management Performance Networks. He is one of the great members of the Alternative Board. John, we're talking about how the marketplace is changing in the age of the customer, especially with regard to our sales force. I don't know about you, but there was a time in my career where I made my living. Part of every day of my working life was going out and knocking on doors and saying, "Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far?"
Right.
The traditional cold call, the classic cold call. And I made a living doing that. But those days are winding down, aren't they?
It's tough. There's still a place for the cold call, but it's not like it used to be. It's hard to get the audience. Most people are so incredibly busy. And as you said before the break, the internet is such an issue. People want to research. People want to feel informed. The consumer wants to know what's going on. And they don't trust somebody coming in and saying, "I have a great deal."
Well, the main thing, John, and this comes back to the issue about the age of the customer. The shift between the age of the seller and the age of the customer is only one thing, and that's who has the information. When I was successful cold calling, and you were successful cold calling, we had more information, and we had access to information our customers didn't have. So they actually liked seeing us come in the door because we had news. Now, when a salesman walks in, we think basically we know as much as they know. And so there's no reason for that person to be there other than to sign the contract, and I can do that over the phone.
Right. And, speaking of using the internet and technology, let's just shift for a second here because you're making a great point. Outreach via the internet or email has to be information. If you're selling and you're approaching customers, whether cold customers, warm contacts, hopefully you're not buying the list and just spamming customers, but you have to be bringing them something they want to know. And your sale price of the day is not enough. So if you're sending a newsletter or you're sending updates out to these people, you have to position yourself as somebody who has that information that they want and they need. And prove your expertise when you talk to them, when you reach out to them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still getting email from various vendors saying, "Here's our special of the week."
Right.
Well, I don't even open those.
Mm-hmm.
Unless I'm shopping for their product at this very moment, which is seldom if ever, I really don't care what their special of the week is.
Well, see, that's what you're talking about now, John, is you're saying you don't want to be marketed to, you want to be connected with.
Correct.
You want them to connect with you in a meaningful way that causes you to feel an affinity toward that company, so that you'll be near them, you'll be thinking about them, they'll be helping you 6 months from now when you are in the market for their product.
Right. As the marketer, I have to be positioning myself as somebody you want to talk to before you make your decision.
So what does all this do for the traditional sales force?
Well, it's changing what they do. It's funny, I had a query on one of the online forums I participate in saying, "My salesmen never go out to see the customers anymore. They just send them emails. Is it okay if I eliminate their car allowance?" And the answer was, no, tell them to go see the customer.
That's right. Well, you know, there's nothing wrong with making appointments and seeing customers. I mean, that's happening all the time. That's not going to change probably, maybe not for a long time. So, but you've got to do it differently. But see, this is the thing, to me, the way we train our salespeople is changing radically. If you have a salesperson who doesn't understand that the customer is already pretty well informed, then they're only going to offend the customer when they start talking about, you know, the elementary stuff, and the customer's already moved on from that.
Well, if you're there in person, you can watch the eyes glaze over.
Yeah.
I'll tell you another quick anecdote. An owner told me recently that he couldn't figure out why the leads he gets from the national manufacturer that they represent only had a 10% close rate from his sales force. So for 1 month, he took all the leads, and he went out and saw every single customer, and he closed 90% of the leads.
Wow.
And he went back and he looked, and he found out that what his sales force was doing, well, when they got a lead from the manufacturer, they called them, they introduced themselves, they asked what they wanted, and then they emailed them a proposal.
Well, now, do you think this is because we've got salespeople who haven't been trained for the new reality of the marketplace?
Absolutely.
That's what it is,
Absolutely.
Isn't it?
They're just, they don't understand the connection, and they perceive email as just a more efficient way to touch more customers.
You think that's because they're older people who can't come into the 21st century, or young people who don't understand the value of face-to-face?
That's a good question, but I think it's both.
Yeah. Let's talk about that when we come back after these messages.
Sure.
Remember, folks, you've heard me say this before. I think I was the first one to say it. Face-to-face is the original social media. Tintel. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.